106.4. Right, ladies and gentlemen, it's guest time. A couple of guests to talk to, all connected with the Exton Drama Club. We're going to be talking to, well, when I originally talked to the lady, she was the secretary of the SED, called Pat Cooser, but now, in a matter of moments, she's now become the vice chairman. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Howard. Thank you for asking us to be here.
It's quite all right. Also, you say us, there is another lady here, ladies and gentlemen, Rachel Feeney-Williams, who is the social media officer. That sounds grand, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's one of those, social media seems one of those things just appears in front of a title and it sounds grander than it actually is.
Okay, right. Who's going to do most of the talking this morning then?
I think we're going to share it.
You're going to share.
I'll
That's fine.
If you want.
Right,
yes.
I want to talk about how it all started and the history of the group, please.
Yes. Well, Exton Drama Club started in about sort of 1960-61, primarily because Exton Church had a very bad fire. And it was thought pertinent to do something about that. So actually, Exton Drama Club was formed and has been going ever since. So it raised a lot of money towards the church, which now is a very thriving, functional church.
Why do you think it's been... It's only a small place, of course. Why do you think it's been going so long?
Well, I think the people who lived there at the time, who were, they won't mind me saying this, younger than they are now, were enthusiastic and liked their drama and are outgoing people. So I think... And they loved their church, so that's how it's progressed, and they've encouraged lots of other people to join in. And so Exton Drama Club has gone from strength to strength, really, over the years.
How many productions do you do a year, then?
Well, we do a spring production, which is usually a three-act play. We do a one-act play, which enters the Exmouth Drama Festival in April. And then we do a autumn production, if we're not doing the pantomime at Christmas.
Oh, yes, but, you are.
Oh, yes, we are. Yes, we are. We are doing a pantomime this year, yes.
So, three productions, is that enough for you, or can you cope with more, or is it just about right?
Well, I think it's about right, because in between, we do have social events, and actually, one of the things that we're doing, which is an addition to all of this next Friday, is Exton have a festival next weekend, and they have a very big marquee, and on Friday night the marquee is empty. So Exton Drama Club are moving in to do a murder mystery in conjunction with the Puffing Billy, who will provide the food. And it's called Sound of Murder, so it's based around the sound of music. So there are kind of additional things that we do if they come up, which we like.
Who decides on what you're going to put on during the course of the year? You say you do normally three. Who decides on those three and what they're going to be?
Okay. Well, we have a committee of members. And then they meet up, and then usually what we've got a production committee. So the production committee, that's a kind of an offshoot, and interesting people, where we look at plays, read through them, get people to come in, and we have readings, so that we kind of choose roughly what we'd like to do and have a balance of maybe comedy or drama or murder or whatever.
So you jointly decide, really,
rather than all be
down to one person saying, we're going to do this, whether you like it or not, sort of thing.
We are a great team, actually. We do lots of team things, and so it's not just one person.
Okay, we'll talk about your role, because you've changed your role now. You are the vice chairman from being the secretary. How different is that as far as what you've got to do and how whether you've got to put in any extra time because of the change?
Right, well, the thing that I've lost is taking the minutes of the meetings. And actually, that's quite a relief. So bless you, Helen, you're listening, for taking that on. And so my role is really to support Hillary. Hillary Hoare is our chair, and so I'm going to support her. And I think she might well have various roles for me to do as we go through the year. And if she's on holiday, of course, I'll take over. So at the minute, I became vice chair in May, so I actually have no idea what she's got up her sleeve for me.
Right, let's go to Rachel now. You've got this job of being social media officer. So what does that all entail then?
It's dragging Exton Drama Club into the 21st century, because we do live in a very much social media dominated age. Facebook has become so much part of our lives. It's just a second nature. if you meet someone and you ask them, oh, are you on Facebook, and they say no, you sort of stare at them a bit confused for a moment, not like you haven't understood. So my role was to build not only Exton Drama Club's website, but it was also to bring them into the social media domain, because a lot of the productions that we do require, obviously, the numbers and more people or a variety of people, and it's easier to spread it on a wider level through social media than it is trying to spread it via word of mouth.
Tell me about funding, because that's obviously presumably comes into what you do as well, the media, you know, telling people about what you're doing in the hope that people might help you out funding-wise. Is that a problem?
Funding's never really been an issue for the clubs, I mean, pretty much since it started, because they've been fairly self-sufficient, because the productions they produce are of a quality to the sense that they have regulars that come back every single time. They bring family members, friends, I mean, pantomime especially, because we have, you're looking at 9-10 principal characters, plus chorus, plus children, all of them will bring family, they'll invite friends, so by that point, we're looking at sold-out shows, which obviously every penny counts, and it means the club can remain self-sufficient, so we don't have to kind of go around with the begging bowl.
And right? How good is that? Because you're only a small village, and that is great to know that the bums on seats is a regular thing, and a good thing. Do you find that when people are performing that they get the rest of the family involved? So you've got maybe, for example, the dad who's maybe doing acting or the mum, and getting the children either doing the acting or maybe behind the scenes or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's going back to Panto again, we've got Rachel Patterson, who's in our pantomimes regularly. She's got two young children who are regularly involved. Her husband will come and do scenery, lights, etc. So, I mean, everyone who is involved, normally either a partner, spouse or children, will get involved in some capacity. I mean, Pat's husband regularly paints scenery for us.
Yes.
So it's very much, we are a family in more than one way. So we are a family as a group, and we bring in our families to become part of that family and just make it bigger.
Question to both of you. Have you ever done any acting for the club at all? At any
yes.
stage?
Yes, regularly. Both Pat and I are actually in the murder mystery that she mentioned next Friday.
I'm Mrs. Snoop, the caretaker.
Yes, and I'm Julie Anders, who, to put it politely, is a very nasty piece of work. It comes to a very sticky end, and it's up to our audience to figure out who is responsible for said sticky end.
So obviously very busy people, because not only are you doing things behind the scenes, but things in front as well.
Also,
in front of the house.
And also both of us like directing.
Yes.
So
yes.
We direct plays.
Do you take
it
in turns to do that?
The directing is the same with casting. Obviously, someone will come forward and they will say, I'm interested in directing this play. And then the production committee, we then take the play away and go, is this going to work? Is it suitable for the space we've got? And then it's very much on a voluntary basis, because we've got so many members who are so good at what they do. We're never short of directors.
No, they would do quite well.
Tell me, how does it work? Because do you have to pay for the privilege of putting on a certain play?
Yes.
Do you have to pay royalties, if you like?
Yes, you do. You have to. Every play you've got, you have to apply for a licence. So you do have to pay. And because Exton Hall is quite small, I suppose the payment that we would pay, what you do, you pay for how many people are going to be in the hall for a licence. So ours perhaps isn't as much as anyone else who's got a very big hall. But you do have to pay. And if you want a little story, we had two plays this year that we were going to do, and we weren't allowed the licences. So Rachel saved the day by going home one weekend and writing a play.
No.
Yes.
Crikey.
The play was done in April. It was called The Murder is the Thing. It was a one act, was about 45 minutes long. It ran for 2 days, or two nights rather. It was very well received, but my kind of tagline for the whole experience was written in 5 days and rehearsed in 5 weeks. Because we, as Pat said, we lost the licences we were already 3 weeks into a rehearsal period, because normally the licence is only really for performance, it's not necessary for rehearsals. So we were already into rehearsals when we got the news the licence had been disallowed. So it was a case of, what do we do now? And I kind of went away and thought, well, let's write something for them.
And you did?
Yes, I did.
In a short period of time. Does that mean you might have a hankering towards maybe doing it for other people, for example, like television or radio plays or something like that? Has it sort of instilled you to want to go on and do it more?
I mean, I've written plays before, and I've either produced them myself or I have sold them to other companies. Broadclist Drama Club brought a one-act play of mine 2 years ago, and they've actually also bought the play we've just done for to do it on their own, and also to take it to Exmouth One-Act Play Festival next year. So it is something that is, I enjoy it very much. I love writing in general, and the fact that Exton have kind of backed me as a writer is an amazing feeling, and the fact that it's now spread, kind of, it gives you a very satisfied feeling.
When you've paid for a play to perform, can you alter that play at all? Can you mess around with it? Can you move the lines around? Or has it got to, have you got, because you pay for it, have
yes.
you got to stick strictly to the
yes,
script?
Yes, you should stick strictly to the script, because you've bought it, and that is what the writer would expect. So, but, you know, I suppose if you've got, you need a man and you've only got a woman, then, you know, that's how it is. But no, you can't sort of mess around and kind of rewrite it, really.
Are you in need of volunteers to help you out?
Yes. Well, yes. We're always up for that. What we're after is anybody who's interested in drama or performing or have a talent or a skill that we need for the backstage. We'd really dearly love them to come and see what we're made of and come and see the club. So if you're hammer and nail stuff, you're a painter, you're a creative mind about putting up scenery, drawing it.
So really everything connected with getting a play
yes.
put on the stage.
Absolutely. And at the minute, our musical director, Trevor Perkins, is about to retire. So we're looking for a musical director. It's not a huge job, but we would, if anybody fancies doing that, we would really love to hear from them.
And what about actors and actresses? Always need
yes.
people? Because I know in some cases that you might get somebody being in one play and then the next play, then the one after that.
Yeah.
And maybe some people might think about having a break at some stage. So
yeah, that's right. And
also for people.
I think the audience might quite like to see a different face up there rather than mine. Or Rachel's maybe. So, yes, changing the actors and actresses is really important. And we're also really keen to have younger people to be part of the club, because if the club is going to continue,
then you need to get
we need some young blood. Yeah. We do need some young blood. Which
how
is
are you
why
going to go
social.
About and do that? Because and the number of times I interview people and they come in here and we have the same old problem.
Yes.
Youngsters, they want to sit down at home. You know, they don't want to go out and play and do things like that. They want to sit down. They've got their Xboxes. They've got the TVs. They've got the computers. They don't want to see the outside world. How on earth are you going to overcome that?
I think it's very much a case of going back to the family spread again, because several of our regulars are parents themselves, and they have had children who've come in and done pantos for us in the past. And when we've had, we'll have two or three, and those two or three will go and tell friends about this fun thing they do on a Saturday afternoon when they get to lark about in really good costumes and dance and this kind of thing. And lo and behold, we've suddenly got five who want to come back. And there are, because the panto is a biannual thing, so it's every other year. And the years in between, the kids miss it, I think it's fair to say. They do.
They do a lot of growing up. So actually that's where it is. But also I think being part of social media, that's a bit of the plan, really. That's where they look to see what's going on.
Can I ask you first, Jill, and then I'll come to Emma in a moment. Is there any particular play that you've always wanted to do that you haven't got round to doing yet?
Oh, gosh. Well, we were just talking outside, actually. But on a personal level, this is for me.
Yes, of course.
Is actually a courtroom one. There is one going on in Exmouth, I think, very shortly. But actually, that
a courtroom
really like
drama.
That. Yeah, that would be good.
And what about Emma?
This is Rachel.
I'm sorry. did I say Emma?
Yes.
I meant Rachel. I'm sorry. Beg your pardon. It's the heat,
fine.
You know. That's what
fine,
it is.
It's fine. For me, there are so many classics, obviously, that you can do. But for me, I mean, it's very much sound like blowing on my own trumpet. I'd love to do something that I've written full length, because there's so much that you... Because as Pat said, you can't really fiddle with a script that you've bought from someone else. Whereas if you've written the thing in the first place, you have complete license to go, well, that doesn't look right. They wouldn't say it like that.
You can mess about with it as much as you
exactly.
want, and you haven't
it's
got to pay.
It's freedom
a fee.
Of domain, basically.
Jolly good show. Well, it's given us an insight. Forthcoming productions, because you mentioned you do 3 years. What's the next one?
Well.
The Sound of Murder, yes, this is the one we were talking about earlier. Tell us when it is and how people can get tickets for it.
Right. The Sound of Murder is on Friday, the 23rd, at Inner Marquee in Exton, and it's at 7:30. The tickets are £15 to include a cold supper. And Hilary Hoare on 01392875042. You can apply to, or you can go on our website to look and order tickets.
And what about Facebook? Are you on there?
Yes.
Facebook we
as
are.
As well.
As yes. well.
Well done.
Well
done.
We're up and coming.
So how much in advance do you... I mean, obviously you only do 3 years, you say. So presumably there's a nice little gap in between where you can sit down and relax. But how far do you go when you've got the last one over with before you sit down and talk about the next one? Are we talking weeks or months or what?
Well, Panto, for example, we've got, following The Sound of Murder, our next big production will be, and I know it sounds very early to be saying this, it's Pantomime in December. And
Mother Goose.
Yes, and we have our first read-through for that on the 18th of July, which, again, I know sounds very early.
It is, isn't it?
But our reasoning for that is because, obviously, people go on holiday through July and August, and people are very busy with summer holidays and this kind of thing. So it's easier to kind of get it read early, and then we know we've got everybody we need, and we can start and hit the ground running in September, which is basically the plan. So if you're interested in, as Pat said, in any kind of theatrical capacity, acting, singing, dancing, putting up scenery, making costumes, please come along. It'll be Tuesday the 18th of July at 7:30 in Exton Village Hall. If you have any kind of questions or concerns, or you're not sure where it is, our website is just exondramaclub.co.uk. We're also available by email at exondramaclub@gmail.com. And as we said before, we are on Facebook. So if you want to be involved but you can't make it, or you're not sure where we are, then just drop us a line and let us know, because we really, really, really would like some fun and enthusiastic people to join us.
Now, if I was in charge of a drama club, there's two things that would worry me. First of all, well, there'd probably be more than that, but two main things would be getting understudies to cover in case of, fingers crossed, no, but in case of illnesses, and also having somebody to prompt. Or are you so good that you don't need... You're going to tell me you're so brilliant that you don't need a prompter.
Well, yes, we are, of course. But
of course.
We do have...
Silly question, Howard.
We do have prompts, and we have quite a big membership at Exton. So there are people out there who would like to give it a go, and we're always keen to encourage people to try things that they haven't done before. I mean, I've prompted. A bit scary at first, but it is very important. It gives people encouragement on the stage that someone is there just in case. But actually, they're not too bad. They're quite good memories, our lot. So what was your other question? The other one was about
understudies.
Understudies.
Yes.
Well, just in case of illness or anything like that. We really don't have understudies.
So you're all healthy people then.
Well, yes. But on occasion, sometimes we do have to. If it's the major part, which we have done, we've had to cancel one night and then go on. But people are pretty brave and good at coming in feeling half dead, and performing so well, and then going home to sleep.
Yes.
Yes. It sounds like you've got a very nice, close-knit community and organisation here. And may long continue.
Thank you
I have
very
to say.
Much.
Listen, just very quickly again, just give us the details of the next production and where it is.
Do
you want the murder mystery?
Yes.
Yeah, right, The Sound of Murder. It's at Exton on Friday at 7:30 in a marquee. Food by Puffing Billy. And the tickets are £15, and you can go on all these websites and emails to get tickets. Mm-hmm. Or ring Hilary Hoare on 01392 875042.
Wonderful stuff. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in this morning and talking to us about Exton Drama Club. And keep up the good work, won't you? And,
thank you very much.
Maybe we'll get you back in again and talk about plays in the near future.
Our pleasure. Thank you very much for asking us.
You are more than welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, two people connected with the Exton Drama Club today. The was the secretary, but now the vice chairman of the Exton Drama Club, Pat Cusa, and also the social media officer called Rachel Feeney-Williams. Thank you to both.